Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
The difference between a Bronco and an Explorer, you gonna debate this with me? Broncos are they're noted for their durability. It was good for me. Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit.
Okay, I'll sit in it.
Just sit in it.
Even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once, and some cop shot at me. But the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
It's a terrible car.
What do you mean it's a terrible car? Man, it's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing. And I know it. Boy, Al Collins was driving this thing. And if we wanted to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. The tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck?
Yeah.
There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced.
Who he? Who he?
The Don and Mike Show.
Exactly.
Who he?
OJ.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Goddamn right, look out. You know what OJ says all the time.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Cut
the jibba jabba.
Be a love and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
You're goddamn deep.
Shut up.
Who he?
Fancy digs you got here.
Yeah, everybody. That's tight. How the edgy double toothpicks are you?
Say a pair, damper. It's that season, Halloween pumpkin time.
This is Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Good afternoon, Nipple and Anus Show. It's 22 past the big hour. Hey, it's the 10th of October, and that means 21 days
till the big night.
Spooktacular.
Who doesn't like All Hallows Eve?
Don't forget, once again, right here at the KRAP Studios, we're going to have our gigantic x-ray machine where you can bring your candies and your fruits and your popcorn balls down.
Yeah, because, you know, every now and then there's a sicko out there, a whack job, one of those many whack jobs they have out there. You know, they'll slip something into the products, and I think that's inexcusable, but we'll x-ray it for you.
And last year there was some controversy with our very own geriatric, who is no longer with us, Jerry, a good friend of the show.
Wonderful,
good,
wonderful
good
man.
Station, found out he was putting razor blades inside big red apples.
Oh. Well, I mean to tell you, his employment at KRAP was terminated immediately, and I'll tell you, we gave him a good tongue lashing, and he deserved every bit of it, and I hope he's thinking about that every single day.
He's in apple rehab right now, but we wish geriatric nothing but the very best.
And we urge all the kiddies and moms and dads out there, please be careful of the produce. If somebody's handing out the produce or a popcorn ball, you might want to be really aware that they could slip something nasty in there. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
I was talking to Mom Nibble the other night.
How is she?
She's great, thanks.
Super.
How's Mrs. Anus?
Mrs. Anus couldn't be better, fit as a fiddle.
Well, as you know, Nancy Nipple, had my wife, Nan Nipple, had gotten all the little nipples off the bed. Such a great bunch of nipples.
They're great. I talk to Anita about it all the time, and she just loves the Nipple family.
Your wife, Anita. Yeah, so Nan Nipple got all of our little ones. You know, let me see. There's Ned, and of course there's Nathan, and then of course there's Newt. And then, of course, there's Nancy, and then there's the other Nancy, and
boy, I'm so jealous and envious of you and your family. I've only got the two kids, Pugsley and Wednesday.
Anyway, she got all five nipples.
Yeah.
Down for the night. She came in, she sat down with me, and sat down, and she said, "Hey, you know, All Hallows Eve is coming right up."
Sure is, just around the corner.
Al, and she said, "Look at that guy on the cable." And we're watching Channel 31.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program.
A good one on your cable. And a guy who had, get this now, a pumpkin that weighed 1,500 pounds.
Wow. You know, I saw this statistic.
Unbelievable!
I could not believe how the pumpkin's weight in and of itself just completely doesn't smash itself. I mean, it's massive. My God, how do they move it around?
I said to my wife, I said, one of those seeds might be as big as one of our little nipples.
Probably like 4 or 5 feet tall.
And I said to her, Can you imagine what's going on in the Anna's home right now? I don't know. She picked up the phone.
She knew we were looking at the same story because we're Channel 31 watchers also.
She called your wife.
Yes, Anita Anus was answering the phone and had a great chat with your lovely wife, Mrs. Nipple. And,
Nan Nipple.
Nan Nipple's a good lady. She's good people. Salt of the earth is what she is, as she is.
Hey, don't forget the Halloween spooktacular.
Oh, boy. Now, listen, a lot of people do these haunted houses, and they're kind of traumatic for the youngsters and for the little ones, but we don't do that at all. We have fluorescent lighting. Everything's very bright, and we have a lot of fluorescent paint, and, you know, there's some little ghosties, but they're all very innocent, and nothing that's going to traumatize a young man or woman.
Now, the only thing that I saw that I just want to warn you about before we call this guy with a pumpkin was, apparently, one of the most popular characters today is, and I wouldn't know because, as you know, in the Nipple household,
yes.
We are not Amish, but I don't see the need to have TV and radio raise my little nipples.
No, no need at all. You got to be there. Be there for the kids. That's the most important thing.
Well, when they go to the pre-K, well, you see this Dora the Explorer. And I said to them, hey, kids, how about if Dad Nipple makes you a Dora the Explorer suit, but guess what? Her guts are coming out, her intestines, and all of her working organs are coming out of the front of her blouse because it's Halloween. The little nipples went crazy.
It's what Halloween's all about. Now, listen, when they come to the spectacular, here's just a little tip. We're going to have a memorial fund set up for the tragedy that happened last year, little Joey Artinger, when he had that terrible drowning due to the bobbing for apples just getting a little out of hand. You just drop it off. It'll be a bucket decorated with a little jack-o'-lantern on the outside. Put a dollar or two in there for the Artinger family and the Please. Joey Artinger Memorial Fund. We'd appreciate it.
The little nipples, little med nipples said to me, Daddy, I'm scared of the things coming out of Dora the Explorer. And I said, first off, that is what's wrong with television,
it's
son.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I said, and second, you know why we have Halloween? Why God invented Halloween? So you could have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Sure.
And so that we can scare the bejesus out of all of our neighbors.
Isn't that exciting? Now you're going to still set up on your front lawn like you did last year?
Oh, I am. And I got news for you.
You and your lovely wife going to be the witch and warlock again?
And this year, we're using rubber bullets. We're not using blanks. We're using rubber bullets. If you come by, 1515 Big Nipple Drive.
That ought to leave a welt. You are sure fun with a firearm.
What's happening at the Anus household?
The Anuses are going to do the fantastic Halloween light show. Yes. You know, people think that lights are only for Christmas time, but we've actually strung all our bushes, the Anus bushes that we've put out in front of the house with tiny little jack-o'-lantern light bulbs. And it's festive. And, of course, you can come in for a little taste of cider. We make our own cider. Both the Anus kids are downstairs in the basement crushing up those apples, and then we filter it through tennis rackets that we've got in the basement, and we serve our own Anus cider to anybody that wants to come by, and it's always very, very popular. And of course we color all of our marshmallows orange for the season, and we got a very special way of doing that in the Anus house. If you've never seen an orange marshmallow, there's only one surefire way to get that real orange color. And, of course, it's a secret. It's a family secret.
You know how competitive we are. Last year when Nan wanted to come out with nipple juice, I said, a great idea, honey.
Sure.
But where are we going to get the juice? And she said, well, if the Amoses can do it, the nipples can do it.
Congratulations. And I know it's going to be a great, great time, a great season, and a wonderful time of year. Just climatically, it's just beautiful with
it's the beginning of the holiday season.
It surely is.
Makes you think of Santa Claus and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's great. The holidays start with Halloween, and they go all the way through to MLK Day. And we couldn't be more proud.
MLK Day? I'm not aware of that holiday.
It's Martin Luther King's birthday. Right. Remember, we
Who
had the discussion.
He?
Now, listen, you're going to get us in trouble again.
Who is he?
You were told by station management to study up on that holiday.
I've seen the highway.
Yes.
I don't know who he is, though.
Well,
I'll tell you this.
Don't pay attention to that boulevard.
I've been to many, many cities in the United States of America.
Sure.
And I found that whenever I'm in a big city and I want to score drugs, I go to Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Do you really?
I can always find what I need.
I had no idea you were scarring drugs.
Uppers, downers.
How long has Al Nipple been a drug addict? This is you're enlightening me. Oh, you're joshing me and pulling my tail.
I'm kidding you.
You're pulling my tail.
I take an aspirin every day.
Yeah, it's a therapeutic aspirin.
And of course, MLK, we shall overcome.
Amen.
Of course, I know Martin Luther King and his brother, Larry.
Larry King. Not to mention that, Larry L. King. And the King sisters.
Are we going to call a pumpkin guy?
Yes, we're going to call now. We're calling Rhode Island. I think it's a Rhode Island pumpkin. Despite heavy rains that stunned pumpkin growth, stunted rather, yes, a Rhode Island farmer has set what could be a new record for the largest pumpkin in the world.
Now, this is not the pumpkin but Picasso, right?
Now, this is just a giant pumpkin, 1,502 pounds.
Hello, is this Rod?
This is Ron.
Rod, good afternoon. How are you, Rod? Buddy? I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anis. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Bing bong! That's 31 past the hour with Nipple and Anis. Two for the road, driving you home and driving you crazy. How about that fantastic pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
How in the world did you get to grow one so big there, Rod?
That's bigger than one of Roseanne's tumors.
That's amazing. How did it all happen?
Well, how did it all happen? Well, we started the seed in late April, put it in the ground the first part of May.
Late April is usually the time for planting, isn't it, in most farm countries? I mean, that's the way you do it. That's when you sow the seeds, isn't it, late April, that early May? You really don't want to go much before or much after that. Am I right about that, Ron?
You're correct on that.
Thanks so much.
Why do you think it is that the pumpkins get so good? I start big.
Well, it's the genetics of the seed. This seed has the capability to produce world record pumpkins.
Speaking of seeds, I was tested just last week for my seed, if you know what I mean, because we're having a little trouble. My anus wants to have another little one, just one little one before we proceed, and I'm having a little trouble with that, so I actually went in and got that analysis done where the stainless steel cup and the whole thing, and it was quite an ordeal for me. I'll have the results next Tuesday.
You should do what I did.
I hope you make out okay with that.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that, Ron.
What I did with my wife, Nan Nibble, wanted to have the fifth member of the Nibble family.
Yeah, boy, like you need another kid.
And I found out that, you know, Mr. Handy, he won't go to the top floor. He won't go to the top floor anymore. And I tried the pills. And finally,
Little blue ones that we talk about occasionally?
I don't mean to embarrass you.
I know.
Finally, I said, you know who could take care of you? Who's my best buddy?
Thanks so much.
Vic Anus.
Otherwise known as Fluffer.
He's the impregnator.
But, of course, we digress. It was a pleasure to have sex with your wife, and I do hope that the next nipple that comes out is looks a little bit like of her and not like me. That could be mighty embarrassing.
Rod, tell me, I on the sky time, 3:33 past the hour. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anis talking with Ron. Ron Wallace is the grower of a 1,500-pound pumpkin.
Big pumpkin.
My God, how did you?
Wow.
How do you fit that on the Thanksgiving table?
How much does that thing weigh?
That's incredible. How much does it weigh?
How big is that thing?
That's what I tell the girls. I got the biggest one in town now.
Hi, there you go.
Now you're talking about your
penis. Hey, baby, that's how I roll, big.
That's how I roll. Speaking of rolling, how do you move the cotton picking thing around? It's 1,500 pounds.
Well, I call my father the human tripod. So what we actually do is we build a tripod and we harness it with straps and a ring.
Boy, this sounds like dirty sex talk is what it sounds like.
And we hand pollinate too, so yeah, it's a lot of sex.
Hey, Django. Oh,
hand pollination, that sounds like a hell of a weekend to me.
Django.
Wow.
Are you talking about your penis?
No.
Were you talking about your penis a moment ago?
No, we're talking about that's how you pollinate the flowers. You hand pollinate them. We do selective breeding.
You do hand pollination. Now, listen, I want you to know this is a family show, but why don't you walk us through that hand pollination thing? How does that work?
How that works.
When the female opens up early in the morning.
Oh, my. Hello, you're getting me excited now, Ron Wallace.
She'll be east to west, wide open like yesterday's news, and then you take the male flower, okay?
You know what? Yeah. You talk like one of those mobbed up gangsters on The Sopranos.
Well, yeah, that's a Rhode Island accent.
Oh, you got a Rhode Island accent, huh? Yeah.
So you know, what you do is you take that male flower and you stick it around the ovaries and rub gently. Mm. Sometimes we use multiple flowers.
Do you play any romantic music while you're doing that, Ron?
Sometimes it's a 2-3-on-1.
Three-on-one.
You ever eat the pumpkin?
Yeah, make sure you get enough pollen in there, and that's it. And what we do is we bag her up afterwards. You tie up the flower.
Boy, you got bondage, you got three ways, you got everything going on this thing.
It's incredible. We do everything.
Ron, what are you going to do with the cotton picking pumpkin when you get it all, measured, weighed, photographed? I mean, are you going to, obviously, you can't carve it. You got to do something with it. Well, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to shellac it and just keep it forever?
35 past the hour.
Guinness Book's coming to verify it, so it's got to stay till then. It's probably headed to the Martha Stewart show next week.
Oh, my God. They strap it down into a flatbed truck and, drive it all over?
That's what we're gonna.
I want to tell you something. My wife Nancy Nipple. I've been married. She's the sweetest of all the nipples.
I've been married to her
for 38 years.
I love Nan.
The other night she said to me, "Go ahead. I really love Nan." She said, "Smell." And I said, keep in mind, I've not been there for many years.
You don't do that type of thing.
It's not one
of your favorite activities.
She said, Martha Stewart had a segment on her show about, can I say this, feminine odor.
Did she really now?
I didn't know she suffered from feminine odor.
I have no idea. Well, she wears a lot of khaki pants.
My wife said that she smelled like a bad pumpkin.
My goodness, is that what she said?
She did.
Do pumpkins smell bad after a while there, Ron Wallace?
If a pumpkin rots, it smells like the worst thing you've ever seen.
That's what my wife said Martha Stewart smelled like, and Martha Stewart told her how to clean herself.
That's amazing. What was the secret? Was it any kind of spray or soaking?
No.
Perfumes don't always work.
My wife had never heard of this. Apparently, it's something you have to get at a special store. It's called, I wrote it down, give me just a second. Oh, it's called Ivory Soap.
Ivory Soap.
Never heard of it. That's all it takes. The doctor said, rub vigorously, and she wouldn't smell like a rotten pumpkin.
Did it work for her?
It did.
No more rotten pumpkin in the nipple household.
Are we going to have to load up the VW now and drive over the border to Canada to get this miracle drug, this Ivory Soap?
Listen, you're listening to the fabulous Tube of the Road show. I'm not Al Nipple. I'm Victor Anus.
I'm Al Nipple.
Thank you.
Bing bong, 37. Past the big hour. Gosh, I see by the clock on the wall that our time is just about out.
Well, this has been fascinating chatting with this pumpkin grower.
Until next time, we want to thank you for your time. And don't forget, all the time in the world cannot turn back the hands of time. So remember, time, T-I-M-E. There's no E in team. Oh, wait, hold on, there is.
Yeah, of course there is. Ron Wallace, a super slice of heaven just chatting with you.
Happy holidays.
This is one of the best days of my life chatting with you guys.
Thank you all.
Happy holidays.
That's way too nice, and we hope you have a great holiday season and eat yourself lots of that delicious pumpkin pie. I'm sure there'll be no shortage in the Wallace household.
There won't be. All right, boys.
All right, thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's always nice talking to a great... an original WAP, I believe, is what the fellas call him. He's 100%, 100% Italian.
I don't think he's Italian. His name is Wallace.
Yes, he is.
Ah, you're Italian?
Yes.
Yeah, boy, Ron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Andy's involved in organized crime.
And remember, Ron, be happy, make somebody else.
Touch a hand, make a friend.
Let a smile be.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, unfortunately, we seem to have lost the connection. Just before I got a chance to tell him to let a smile be your handshake.
Until next time, I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
And we love doing this.
Thanks so much. That's even more fun than Larry King.
He likes it too.
Sure is.
We got to bring these guys back more often. These are the perfect guys to do a jive interview.
No question.
You got a big pumpkin.
Man, 1,502 pounds. Heavy, right?
So, pumpkin, rotten pumpkin. I tell you, you smell bad. Angie Dickinson.
Man, it was terrible.
Big Bad Mama.
Used to call her Rotten Pumpkin.
Whoa. Whoa! Go. Okay, we got to do this.
It's commercial time, and of course we are coming back because that's our job.
Got to pay the light bill.
That's the necessity of the whole thing.
BRB. Be right back. LOL, love out loud.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.